You could say that when it comes to compliance with the IPv6 transition mandate for federal agencies, John Baird, the IPv6 transition manager for the Defense Research and Engineering Network, is way ahead of the curve.
And I'm talking now from the period 2003 to 2005, so that is in the past. We took our entire nationwide backbone, which at the time was 100 sites, now it's 200-plus sites. We dual-stack enabled it. That's the operations, the security, the configuration management. We run our own NOC. We have our own cert. You name it, we did it dual stack since then. We didn't turn it off and do some ping tests. We didn't turn it on, do ping tests, and turn it off. We've been running 24/7 since late 2003.
Baird shared his agency's story with the Digital Government Institute's Government IPv6, What to Expect in 2011 conference and expo held yesterday at the Reagan Center. He says DREN's primary mission is the big reason why his agency wasted no time in embracing the new Internet protocol.
We are part of a larger program that supports supercomputing for the DoD research community. So we had about 6 large supercomputer centers across the country and 9 or so other smaller centers and user sites. We developed a process that allowed us to go in and quickly dual stack the infrastructure there. We did that in 2004, 2005. They've been running ever since. Since then, a few other sites have come on board.
The term dual stack refers to the practice of making IT networks able to handle data traffic from both the more modern IPv6 protocol and the original IPv4 protocol that's the backbone of the Internet. As Federal News Radio has been reporting, there is an urgency in the need to prompt federal agencies to make their transition with all deliberation, because the numeric device addresses under the IPv4 protocol are quickly being depleted. On the other hand, the IPv6 protocol contains 340 trillion, trillion, trillion device addresses, more than enough to handle the growing number of Internet-connected devices. Baird says that unlike many government agencies that have to support applications ranging from office suites to multimedia, DREN's networks have one core legacy app linking the mix of government, academic, and industry members.
Core mission application. For us, that was Kerberos, because that's what lets our distributed user community talk to the computers over the network in a secure manner. If you're not familiar with Kerberos, it's one-time authentication, encrypted remote access to the computers, encrypted file transfer, and other bells and whistles. But our user community, some of you may think it's large, some of you may think it's small. It's the community we have. It is nationwide. It's spread across government, academic, industry. It's in 26 states.
Baird says there are a lot of ways to measure DREN's success at their IPv6 transition, but here's the most important one.
Less than half of the people are close to the computers. That means the rest are remote. They have all been using an IPv6 enabled client kit and don't even know it. Now, only the 40% that are close to the computers benefit from IPv6. The rest of them are just out there waiting to take advantage of it.
Baird says the DREN made it through their transition without a huge uptick in either resources or staff since launching their IPv6 transition more than 7 years ago. And he says the speed with which individual DREN centers transitioned depended on its relative size.
A small site is really pretty small. It's a supercomputer, maybe a handful of subnets, and say 100 computers of various sizes. That was 2 people, 6 months, 100 hours to do that infrastructure. A large site to us for supercomputer center is 4 to 6 supercomputers, a dozen or so fast subnets and some small ones, and 800 to 1,000 people and the infrastructure that you expect to have. That was 600 hours, 9 months, 7 people, again, all part-time.
Baird says his best advice to agency IT experts who haven't gotten on board yet with IPv6 is to borrow a phrase from the ecology movement, to think globally but act locally.
Communication is key, whether it's up to OMB or down into the ranks, and you have to do it repeatedly and in multiple venues. But when it's time to act, I would urge you to consider acting locally. the actual implementation, you do need to communicate down to the local sites that you're serious, your agency is going to do this. But case by case, site by site, act locally. Avoid grand implementation plans. Avoid flag days.
The main lesson learned when it came to DRAN's successful IPv6 transition, says Baird.
And networks are very nice in that they let you isolate, partition, do things here, learn a little, test a little, and then repeat the success. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's DRAN's John Baird at the Reagan Trade Center in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.